so disappointing. I mean,
again, I think
the goal of every year, every season is, you know, just go in the playoffs, make the playoffs. As we've seen in the past, you know, as long as you make it, you have a chance. And, yeah, we didn't accomplish that.
Where do you think this organization is headed?
I don't know. I mean, I haven't had a meeting yet, so, I mean, obviously, with, you know, looking back to the trading deadline, and obviously that's how they rebuild, but to what extent, I have no idea.
Would you be disappointed that they said to you, you know, Thomas, we're looking to go another way and we probably won't offer you another contract?
Part of business. No, I'm not going to sit at home and pout about it. You know, I'll reflect on the time I had here, which was up and down, but for myself personally, I enjoyed myself. Always, you know, tried making my teammates, line mates better, and for the most part, I think I accomplished that.
Conversely, would you be disappointed if you were still here, if you were still on the roster going into next year?
Well, again, to me, as I've said before, there's different types of rebuild. You know, there's one where you can trade and get good players back, or you do it for the draft. So I guess we'll have to wait and see. It's tough to tell right now.
But realistically, you want to hear from them that it's going to be a fast rebuild, like a Columbus, Montreal kind of thing, 1 year and try to make it.
I mean, obviously, yeah. I mean, I think everyone wants that. You know, I'm sure Darcy Terry would like that too. But again, me to sit here and say what I want is just pure speculation.
Do you have any confidence that they can do that, the people that are here? The guys that are in charge of rebuilding can rebuild quickly?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, that's why they're in charge. So, yeah, you would think they would know what they're doing.
Well, just because they have a job, I mean, that they know what they're doing. I think that's been pretty clear, isn't it?
I got a year left, and I can't speculate on what he's going to do. But again, I haven't talked to anyone. I don't know what the plan is, so I'm just going to leave it at that.
Have you entertained the thought that, you know, you might be, your last days in Buffalo might have arrived?
Well, I mean, let's be honest, I'm not stupid. So I have a year left, and, you know, they can probably deal me for prospects, young guys, whoever else is out there. So, yeah, I thought about it.
You're already the youngest team in the league. That happened from the trading deadline. If that's the way they're going to go, will you say, try to move me? That's just not what I'm interested in?
Well, again, I think I've said it before, and, you know, if it looks like it's a long rebuild, then it probably makes both sense for both parties to move on.
The roster is young already. Do you think this roster has a lot of potential as it is?
I mean, sure. I mean, yeah, I think over the past month we've played good hockey. You know, obviously it helped having Ryan and Jonas playing well, but overall I thought some games we played well, some other games not so good. You know, that's where the inconsistency is with a lot of young guys. But I think, you know, if you look at Mark Pisick, Flinner, I thought they played well, really well.
How shocking is it to you that
we're standing here having this conversation? You came back in January for lockout. You couldn't imagine this was going to go down this way like it did for the last 3 months.
No, but again, you know, the short season, anything can happen. You know, some teams are in it that had a good run and made it, and we just could never put that run together.
But to put it in perspective, I mean, you got here in 2004, three, or whatever. Jason Pominville was your teammate. Wendy Rupp was your coach. All these guys are no longer, you know, here.
It's part of the business. I mean, you look at other teams, I think coaches and players turn over a lot quicker, a lot sooner. So from that standpoint on, I think right now it's just Ryan and I and Jokin, but he retired, so I guess it's just down to Ryan and I now.
Do you view that as turnover, or my perception of it is that it's falling apart? It's not turning over.
Again, I don't know what the plan is. If they're turning it over to the younger guys, and it's a turnover, or is it, you know, are they going to build around us again? It's all speculation at this point, because you guys don't know, and I don't know what's going
to
happen.
Do you expect to have that conversation soon?
Yeah, I would think so.
Thomas, how hurt banged up were you this season down the stretch?
Actually, the first 20-some games, I felt great, and then, you know, had hit by a couple slap shots, and that banged me up a little bit, and then I had an ab injury, and that's the first time ever I had that. And it's amazing how much you actually use that muscle, and it affected me for a good while. In the last 10 days, it felt great, and I think can't get shown my game again.
You were battling through something pretty early, I think, game 5 or 6.
That was just, as far as I remember, it was just, I just tweaked my groin late in the game, and, you know, I just figured it's better to sit out the one game and come back. So that was, you know, that was a 2-day thing.
When you look at the injuries you get, is there something you can do in the off season, or is it just stuff a lot?